Gold 92.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Rob McLeod. A terrifying ordeal for a teenage girl after a man tried to rob her at Varsity Lakes. Police say the offender attempted to grab the girl's bag off her shoulder and touched her inappropriately while she was walking along Maddox Road on Saturday night. She managed to get away. Investigators are now looking for a man described as being Caucasian with a proportionate build, around 30 years old, 180 centimetres tall, with blonde hair. They've released a computer-generated image of a man wanted for questioning and are hoping the public can help identify him. Properties along Palm Beach will be better protected this cyclone season thanks to an $18 million artificial reef. Hundreds of huge boulders are now in place underwater, with the mayor officially opening the structure on the weekend. Mayor Tom Tate says it's a first anywhere in the world, but believes other vulnerable coastal towns will soon follow suit.
It is being studied worldwide, and especially our Pacific neighbours are looking at it. Places where it's very vulnerable for high tidal change are looking at it. Even places that had past tsunamis should be looking at that as well.
There's more work to be done in keeping international visitors safe at Gold Coast beaches after a spike in drownings last financial year. The volunteer surf life saving season is officially underway, as well as the school holidays. Gold Coast Life Saving Coordinator Nathan Fife says they've been using translation booklets to help communicate with some of the tourists, but the safety messages aren't getting to everyone.
The books definitely work on populated beaches, Surfers Paradise, Main Beach, Burley. Our volunteer lifesavers and lifeguards are using them and definitely do work, but it's making sure they're going up and seeing the lifesavers and lifeguards, knowing that we're approachable. We want them to come and talk to us.
The Burley Bears will play Wynnum Manly Seagulls in next Sunday's QRL Grand Final. The Bears upstaging the Sunshine Coast Falcons 24-6 yesterday. Burley's looking for a fourth Cup Premiership and their first since 2016. Ferrari's Sebastian Vettel has claimed victory at the Singapore Formula One Grand Prix, his first race win in more than a year. Teammate Charles Leclerc finished runner-up. Aussie Daniel Ricciardo was way back in 13th spot. And for more news on demand, download the app via your smart speaker or at our website.